Hello and welcome to another episode of Be Kind, Be Positive, Be Yourself. Today's episode 73, and we're talking about how it is a movement and not just a moment. So you may be wondering what that means. So I want to break it down for you. I want to explain some things, express some feelings, and episode 73 will be another good one, I think. So everything going on. So we have the coronavirus still present, right? And these are things that you already know, but they're important to kind of touch base with so that, you know, we can all tie it together. Coronavirus is still going on. I'm still nervous with it. You know, I think that there's a lot of statistics and data and feelings and emotions and not to mention, you know, plans and decisions that have to be made. So we have that whole thing, right? And then we have the Black Lives Matter movement and the fight for racial equality. And so we have this, you know, energy in our country right now. And I saw this sign, and it was on Twitter, and I also saw it in person. And it said, "This is a movement, not a moment." And it really had me thinking. You know, I've seen a lot of signs. I'm sure that you have too. You know, expressing feelings both ways, you know, ways all over the map. You know, the sign that said that it's a movement, not a moment, really, really struck me somewhere deep. Because I'm gonna just be honest with this episode, and I'm gonna tell you all the things that I've been feeling and thinking. And when George Floyd died, it felt like a bomb went off in our country. And it felt like social media was flooded with, you know, calls for racial equality, and there was messages of hate, of support, change. There was passion everywhere. And so that was May 25th. And so, you know, you fast forward today, you know, whenever you're listening to this, it's sometime in June probably, or even later, but right now it's middle of June and when I, you know, let this episode out. And so 2 weeks, give or take, you know, a little bit longer than 2 weeks, you're now starting to see the energy on social media start to kind of fade away. And so I thought in my mind, well, we got to, every day, we have to just hit this hard. We have to, you know, yell from the top of our lungs. We need to yell for change. You know, this isn't right. It just doesn't sit well. So we need to do everything we can to make some change. And personally, on the personal side, you know, you've heard the posts, you've seen, you know, the videos, and I'm staying far away from saying I'm a white male. I grew up in a rural small town. It's true, but it's kind of overplayed in my eyes for me. I don't need to say that. The point of me bringing that up, though, is that, you know, I've had to unlearn is a new term that I learned. So unlearn, simply unlearning my old ways of thinking, old ways of speaking, just little subtle things, big things, getting uncomfortable with things that I thought were right that I never even noticed, checking my privilege at the door. I have a lot of privileges. I have a long list of privileges as a white person, as a male, as a straight male, a white straight male. Really hard to find, besides if I was rich, someone that's got more privilege than I do. And I have taken the last 2 weeks plus to really check that privilege, make sure that I'm leaving it at the door, but I'm also using it to create change. So this isn't about me and playing the hero or the savior card, because that's not what it's about. My point is that I was getting really, really fatigued and mentally tired, emotionally tired, because every day I woke up and I thought that, you know what, I'm gonna post. And I still am. That part's not really, that doesn't take too much, that doesn't drain me too much. But what does drain me is the fact that, you know, when you're unlearning old habits and you're learning new perspectives, you're reading things, you're listening to videos, you know, that it's, you know, think about when you learn anything. When you learn in school, or when you learn a new job, or you learn about somebody, right? It's a very long process.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
You know, it doesn't happen overnight. And so in my mind, when I saw that sign, this is a movement, not a moment, it really clicked in my head. You know, I need to slow it down. I need to take my time with this. I need to have passion every day. But passion every day looks different, right? So I'm committed to this movement and not just a moment. And that comes in the form of, you know, energy on the timeline. Social media timeline, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We're going to start seeing less and less of this stuff. We got to bring it back up, you know, but just remember in the back of your mind that this is a movement. I would love to wake up tomorrow and have, you know, change that we can all have a fair shot in America, in the United States, and we can all be equal. That's not the case right now. We all know that. And it's not going to be the case tomorrow, but we will slowly chip away at this. And that's where the movement comes in, and not a moment. This cannot, 400 years of inequality and further back than that, it cannot be, you know, changed in a moment. So this is truly a movement. And I just wanted to express that to you as you listen to this, because it's something I needed to hear. It's something I needed to talk about. And I just wanted to put it into perspective that when you learn something, you know, think about the last time that you learned something. Or think about something that took you a really long time to learn. It was probably a very important thing. You know, I think back to as my time in the education program here, you know, to be a teacher, you know, you go through a lot of things that you have to learn. You know, it's like to become a professional in an area, you need to learn about it. And so this is my call to let's all become our own professional in the fight for racial equality, right? Dedicate yourself to something. You know, order a book, go online. There's free things to read, free things to listen. You know, the time for excuses is truly up. You know, we live in such a world where you can get anything you want. You can get free YouTube videos. You can get free podcasts. You can get free PDF books online. You know, Netflix has made it easier than ever with the collection of Black Lives Matter. You know, Apple, iTunes has made movies free periodically. Selma was one of them. Just Mercy, you know. So our time to sit back and, you know, say that we don't have resources or I don't know where to go. Not knowing where to go is a fair thing. You know, I didn't know where to go for a while, but we have Google. We have things that we can look up. You can always contact me. I'm not going to have all the answers. I'm not going to sit here and pretend on my high horse that, you know, I have all the answers and I'm a changed man and I know everything, because I surely don't. And that's part of my process right now, is trying to learn that, trying to learn what I don't know. Trying to patch those holes up, right? So keep in mind that this is a movement. And I want to ask you right now, let's just be honest with each other. Are you in for the movement or are you out? Because we don't have any time for the fake energy, the fake social media posts. We don't have any time for, you know, a two-week spurt. We got to be in the long haul. You know, we need you. We need you on the right side of history. We need you to, you know, have those tough conversations with yourself, with other people. You know, the time to call people out is now. You know, and you do it in a respectful way. You can craft it in a very respectful way that will leave them thinking sometimes, and it might change their mind. Because this part of being a movement is that, you know, we're not going to change everyone's mind right away. But if we do an honest day's work and put in genuine, respectful work, we can change people's hearts and minds. Okay, so keep that in mind as we do this. And I just wanted to ask you if you're... Come along, man. Let's go. It's time, okay? So it's time to fight for people that deserve equality. And the list is long of people that are being treated wrongly. There's a long list, okay? And we got a lot of work to do. A lot of work to do. Every day it seems like, you know, we make progress. And then some days it feels like that progress keeps getting taken down by certain people. So we have a lot of work to do. I would like you to join me in the fight for equality for everyone, all right? But we got a lot of work to do. So, you know, as we go throughout our day, throughout our week, in the future, keep in the back of your mind two things. Actually, three things. The first thing is that Black Lives Matter. Repeat that out loud to yourself. Write that down. Say it 100,000 times. Black Lives Matter. Okay? The next thing is that this is a movement and not a moment. Do the same thing. Write that out. Say that 1,000 times. This is a movement, not a moment. And I hope that you join. And the last thing is to always, always, always remember to be kind, be positive, and be yourself.